You're with SBS Radio.
It's the holiest site in the Muslim world. Each year, more than 2 million Muslims travel to the Kaaba in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Making the Hajj pilgrimage at least once in a lifetime is considered a religious obligation for all financially able Muslims. But this year, there are calls for a boycott from activists representing all strands of the Muslim faith. President of Muslims for Progressive Values, a United States-based organisation with around 10,000 members, Annie Zonneveld, is calling for a boycott.
For Muslims to be going to the Hajj to cleanse their soul and to reconnect with God, but by doing so, they'll be supporting a regime that has done nothing but oppress in Yemen, for example. It's really hard to reconcile.
It was the war in Yemen that led prominent Sunni Muslim clerics, like the Grand Mufti of Libya, to first call for Muslims around the world to boycott Hajj. The Sunni-led Saudi government is the lead actor in the international coalition fighting in Yemen's civil war. The UN has described the situation as the biggest man-made humanitarian crisis in the world. The hashtag #BoycottHajj has taken off on Twitter. Sydney-based aspiring filmmaker Faraz Rahman has joined the call.
Before, there might have been, you know, fringe groups here and there without much, you know, traction, but when you have the Grand Mufti of, you know, some of these places, I hope that leads to other religious authorities to pick up and make similar calls.
The Islamic Council of Victoria's Vice President, Adele Salmon, doesn't personally support the boycott, but can understand why many Muslims in Australia feel strongly about it.
Performing the Hajj obviously means you need to visit Saudi Arabia. You will go to the holy places. Clearly that means you'll be, you know, spending money in Saudi Arabia. But as I said, most Muslims would see that as just a fulfillment of their religious obligations. And they will tend to dissociate completely issues to do with politics or issues to do with the Saudi government from the performance of their religious obligation.
Malaysian University lecturer Mukrit Smat Rus has registered on a government wait list for the pilgrimage. But he now says he won't be going.
Put aside about politics, put aside just about personal. I don't think I can get along with, I can, you know, reconcile that.
He says taking a stand on human rights is an act of faith. Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.